Drew Mountain of Rock, Q94. Yeah, Corey Stevens with It's Over. Good stuff. Well, here we are. It's a Thursday morning adventure, and, well, I just switched the kegs out, so we got a brand new fresh keg of Natty Light, and I've got some Bailey's Irish Cream and a fresh pot of coffee, so it's going to get wild. It's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing well this morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning, I'm telling you. We should be down the edge of the water down there with our chairs and our Cheetos looking for mermaids.
I'm telling you, I need a mermaid. I am in the worst need of a mermaid. So I don't know.
Oh, man, I think that's where we should be. It's nice.
Yes.
And tomorrow and Saturday are going to be like summer.
Oh, I know. And then Monday and Tuesday next week, it's going to be very cold.
Yeah. Hello, winter.
Hello. That's right. It is going to be crazy. But
welcome to the Ozarks.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, with the weather, you know, that we've had, the cooler nights and all that, are they starting to get revved up a little bit, the guys?
It has. It really has. I know I've had some guys that have struggled, and I've had some guys that have done very well this past week. So that water temperature's cooling. The lake level's in great condition. It's normally a tough lake to fish anyway, and but it's been a better week this past week as that water temperature cools. It's been good.
I've been hearing the crappies kind of, you know, it's there's areas where they've really been pretty good, and then it gets a little slow, and then out of the blue it kind of, you know, it's kind of hit and miss.
It's been all over the place. I've had guys tell me they've, with live bait, caught 12 crappie, almost the limit, in 4 to 5 feet of water up here in the creek.
Oh, wow.
This past week. And then I had people tell me they were catching them over brush piles in 20 feet of water. So, I mean, it's all over, you know. So, And maybe the fish are confused. I don't know.
but they've been
catching them. You got to work for it a little bit, which is fun. You know, you're out there during the day and you're cruising around, and yeah, so that's all good. And you're catching fish. So
now the largemouth, you know, it's kind of been the same way.
Right, exactly, and it's been all over the place with different baits. I've had guys throwing jerk bait. I've had guys throwing plastic. Buzz bait. Oh my gosh, it's been all over the place. And they've been catching fish. You know, I had a guy the other morning said, oh, we caught a bunch of shorts. We caught, you know, 8 shorts. But we had 4 keepers, nice sized keepers. So, okay, there you go. That's good.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's they've been catching fish but a variety of bait. If something's not working, switch it up, you know, after a bit and try something else. That's how it's been. There's been no one particular thing that's been really jumping off the shelf that's been working.
Well, crickets, if you want to catch perch.
Well, there you go. That is tried and true. You get out there with some crickets. Even a little red wigglers work pretty good. But the crickets are the best for the perch. And I tell you what, that is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
That is a blast.
Yeah, you know, the walleye kind of, you know, it got really good there for a bit, and now they've kind of like disappeared.
Yeah, it just went just like someone turned a switch off. There was a week or so, maybe a little longer, that the walleye were hitting it pretty good, and I haven't heard much now. It just kind of like dwindled out.
Yeah, yeah. What about the stripers?
White bass?
Yeah.
White bass is doing okay, surfacing, and some good size to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Are they catching many stripers?
The stripers and hybrids slowed a little bit. Some guys are still catching them. I think they, from what I'm hearing, what guys are telling me, is they're moving. As that water temperature cools down, they got a lot of movement on them. And they haven't, you know, found exactly where they're at. They'll catch a few here and there. The guides still do pretty good with it. But Yeah, they're moving up this way from deeper water. They're moving up this way.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe they want to get away for a weekend, how can they get a hold of you?
If they want to come down and do some mermaid watching.
Yeah.
Or watch some fall color, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, best way to drop us a line, take a look at some pictures. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And you know what? We're going to have a beautiful weekend this weekend. Then we're going to go into our cold weather, and then we're going to get warm again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I tried snorkeling, you know, for mermaids, and they just took my snorkel and my shorts and my flippers and left me stranded, you know.
You took all your Cheetos and left.
That's right. I think one of them even giggled. I do.
I'm not even going to go there.
Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right. Have a good one, Gary.
Bye-bye.